I am registered for advanced voting, and that happened yesterday. So I went to my usual polling station, which turned out to be all empty. There was no one from Election Commission able to enter polling station to set up polling booths. So voters were just lining up without any officials. And it turned out that the PDRC protesters locked election officials in the district office. And across Bangkok, which has total 50 polling stations, there was similar situation in 45 of them, forcing people cannot cast the ballots. And that's the scenario. And in total, across the country, more than 400,000 people out of the 2 million registered for advanced voting have our rights taken away by the action of the protester.
So was there any attempt at all by the security apparatus to facilitate voting, or were the police not around at all?
Well, in my polling station, there was no police, there was no security officers at all trying to stop action of the PDRC. But we can say the situation was varied from one place to another. But in the areas that are the stronghold of the PDRC protester or the opposition party, Democrat, there seems to be some sort of control over election officials and the police, that there was almost no attempt to protect polling stations to keep away protesters. But in the areas where we can say they have 50-50 control between the ruling party, Pheu Thai, and opposition Democrat, we saw at least some attempts by election official and local police to ensure that polling station can be open. But later on, they were outnumbered by protesters anyway.
And Sunay Pasuk, how do you gauge the situation? How do you think Thai voters feel about this blockade?
The feeling that I witnessed myself, that people were frustrated, people were angry, that they asked protesters that how protesters who claim to be striving for greater democracy, striving for greater respect of people and people participation in politics, and on top of that, a reform, did everything that contradicted their ideological platform. What they did yesterday was contrary to a respect for democratic rights to cast ballot, which is the foundation that everyone is equal, one man, one vote. So if the protesters do not respect this one man, one vote principle, clearly they do not respect that human, we are all equal. And for that, the change that they are pushing Thai politics is not a change for greater respect of equality, but the opposite of that.
Well, I suppose how you feel will depend on which side of the political divide you sit on. Yet this anti-government blockade in Bangkok has gone on for weeks. How much support, as far as you can gauge, how much support does this blockade have outside of the PDRC members?
I think now that actions of the PDRC, starting from the blockade to the obstruction of election yesterday, reinforced the great divide of Thai society, that on the one hand, we have a large number of people, not just the educated, the privileged, or the middle class, who support the PDRC, but I think they have broader support than that. People who simply fed up that election will lead to the abuse of majority control in the parliament and a widespread corruption without any check and balance. And then for that, they give up their hope in the electoral process and push forward a system of perhaps something similar to aristocracy, selection of a few good to lead the rest of the masses, the rest of the population. But on the other hand, I think perhaps even larger number of the population believe that let's give democracy a chance through the ballot and make sure that there is a free flow of information, there's free flow of freedom of expression, so that even though the government have majority control in the parliament, opposition cannot perform their duty properly, but by having access to information, by having free expression, people can express their disapproval of or misconduct of the government, and next time they cannot vote them, simply cannot vote them into power. And that has been the case that